If you came to hear a clear shir exactly when the best time to daven an airplane is, I'll be straight up. The best time to daven an airplane is likely before you take off and after you land. It's in between, they say it's all up in the air. There are, in case no one knows, the sun rises in the east, the sun sets in the west. According to the most poskim, the sun, shkia, sunset, is determined when the top of the sun sets in the west, and Nates, sunrise, determined when the top of the sun first peaks over the horizon in the east. That's all very nice and simple if you're sitting on the beach with a palm tree looking at over the horizon. A lot of things are very simple. But if you're at a higher altitude or on a mountainside, or you're in a valley and there are, you know, some mountains obstructing the horizon, it might not be so simple. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kufi Chesam Adbeiz. Gemara tells a tale of two cities. There was a city called Tveria, which was low and it was surrounded by mountains. Its horizon was obstructed. Then there was the city of Tzipori, which was high up in the mountainside and had obviously an unobstructed view of the horizon. And obviously, sort of looking over the shoulder of the horizon, was able to see shkia, was able to see sunset later than someone who'd be standing at the bottom of the mountain or at sea level. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi Amar, Yechalki im machnisei Shabbos b'Tveria, v'imaitzoi Shabbos b'Tzipori. According to Moshe Yishayin, Rashi, Ben Yehuda, Lenz, Rashi, Lenin, Brachas, Rabbi Yossi was being Meshabeach, the inhabitants of Tveria, for the Zman that they were Mekabel Shabbos, and he was being Meshabeach, the inhabitants of Tveria, for the Zman that they were Mavdil on Motzei Shabbos. Bichil Michal Tkachinsky, in his Sefer Bein HaShmoshos, printed about 90-something years ago, he learns out from this Gemara, he says that the fact that the Bnei Tzipori kept Shabbos from their vantage point, they counted Shkia until they could no longer see the sun. So you see from there that when a person is standing on a height or way above sea level, Shkia isn't determined by as if he was at ground level or at sea level. Rather, Shkia is determined from the viewpoint of the observer, and when he sees Shkia, that's Halach Shkia, and that's when Shkia is. And says Rechiel Michal, that we see from the Gemara, that from the fact that Rabbi was Mishabeach, the Bnei Tveria, that they were Makabel Shabbos when they saw the sun drop behind the mountains. Says Michiel Michal, that Rabbi was saying that it's a Shvach, they're doing Lefnim Meshuras Adin, says Michiel Michal, that really when the horizon is blocked by mountains, we just pretend the mountains don't exist. And the horizon in Shkia would be when the sun falls below the horizon at sea level. But Rabbi Yossi was Mishabeach them, that they were Mekabel Shabbos early when the sun dropped behind their mountains. That's Michiel Michal's Shita. And Mr. Zalman Meltzer in Akundris and in Evan Ozon, Chskrishma, very stark, argues on Michiel Michal, and he says that. He agrees with Michiel Michal that Bnei Tveria were doing a chumrah, and when there are obstructions blocking the horizon, then you don't count all the obstructions, and Shkia is at sea level. But when you're up in the mountains, says Mr. Zalman, that they were also doing a chumrah, and you would deduct the height of the mountains, and Shkia is determined as if they were standing at sea level. And they're looking at the horizon at sea level, and that would be Shkia.
The people in Tveria knew that it was only because the mountains were blocking them?
No, they weren't sure. No,
they knew,
but if you would see this, once the sun goes around the mountains, it's, unless you have, you know the data, it's very difficult to determine when Shkia actually is. So as a Chumrah, they kept Shkia. They wouldn't know. Past that, they wouldn't know. Right. Obviously, they knew they had some time. So they didn't, once the sun went behind the mountains, it really was Meshabech them. They were Mekabel Shabbos then, and they never let it go past that point.
And on the top of the mountains.
So that's the Machlokes, the Mechel Mechel, and... You see it longer. You see it longer because the higher up, the further down the horizon you can see.
So
the chiddush is depends who you are. If you're b'chil michel, right. Then the chiddush is the ikar hadin. That's where your shkia is.
On the bottom, on the floor.
On the well, judging from where you see, judging right. From where you see. Right. According to both of them, it's from where you are.
Right.
According to Rishon Zalman, you would down the person standing down here, and that's his horizon. The consensus of most of the Paiskim is nearly all the Paiskim is there. Legabe Shkia Kopanim, we determine it according to the height of the person standing on the mountain. A lot of the Paiskim, Moshe, Shlomo Zalman, that Kopanim Legabe Shabbos and Legabe other derises, that when people have obstructed horizons, you have to take the obstruction into account, but normally they go like Mechil Mechil, and we don't take them into account regarding most things. There happens to be another machlokes. According to these shitas, they pass like Mechil Mechil, that you determine shkia from the vantage point of the person standing on the horizon. So there's two shitas. There's the Armeir, he holds that once you're raising the height of the observer, you also have to raise the height of the horizon, and you judge shkia as if it's straight across, which means that even though you can still see the sun, shkia has passed. And Shimon Levi very strongly brings the sheet down, very strongly argues on him and says it doesn't make sense, but rather shkia is determined by sea level, where the horizon would be at sea level.
What's the call? Is it like this?
About 10 minutes, depending where you are. No, like that or like that, from down there up there? It's about a minute. Depends where you are. It depends where you are time of year, it depends where you are on the globe. Matthias. As a matter of note, he's asking. There's three ways of determining. Either you go sea level to sea level, or you go from up, from either go mountain level to equivalent to mountain level, or you go from mountain level down to sea level. Three possibilities. The Rishon Zalman holds you pretend you're standing at sea level, and your horizon is at sea level. Then we have Chil Michel, who holds you stand at mountain level, and we have two days, whether you determine your horizon being at equal to where you are or down at sea level. Is that too complicated?
It's really past sea level, huh? If you're gonna go down from mountain, you see the road.
Right, you'll see past sea level. Yeah, technically. As a matter of note, if you ever typed a city into Maizmanim, some people just trust blindly. But I actually tried it today. I typed in Vail, Colorado, if anyone's on a ski trip. So shkia today, according to my zmanim, was 450. They tell you on the bottom that they're giving you the zman for standing at sea level to shkia at sea level, which is very much a bit of zalman. Because for, I think it's technical reasons, they don't compute the elevation. So if you manually type in the elevation, which I did, it's about 2,500 meters, so if you go with the Armeir, you're about 549, which is a minute earlier. But if you go with Shimon Halevi, you're about 10 minutes later. Which means if you're using it for Matzah Shabbos or for whatever derech it is, you have a lot of paiskim that your shkia is really 10 minutes later. It'll come up Erev Shabbos, Negeah. The next day, starting at Tinus, whatever, it's Negev, ending it, it's Negev a lot of things.
Is that only Colorado?
Or no, it's try anywhere. Just they're computing as if you're standing at sea level. What?
There are not a lot of mountains here. So
not a lot of mountains, right. I think they say the flattest state in the Union.
Yeah.
So.
We're actually from the Confederate.
They're all based south. Why is it a Matias? What is the Kama Shakaya? Is it a Matias? Why is it
contingent
on where you see it or how you see it?
Should be Matthias. Asking a halacha question? Matthias question or a halacha question? The Matthias is like that. If you're standing here, you see it one way. If you're standing here, you see it a different way. That's a Matthias.
Yeah, okay, but Matthias.
Is this giving
You're right, it may look that it's later and look like it's earlier, but the Lakhari should be able to see it. There is a Zman when the sun is setting.
Okay, you're a Bistar Zalman Yid. You're a Bistar Zalman Yid. A Bistar Zalman held like that. You're good company. But
no, only because we look at you like you're looking at sea level. I'm saying for Matthias, it should be one Zman that there's a.
Well, who determined Matthias as what? You're on the mountain.
Just because you're on the mountain, that shouldn't change what time Shkia is.
You want to know why we judge it as a cross? That's your question?
No. Why? Am I the only one that...
He wants to know why it's subjective.
Why it's subjective? Right, like,
they're both subjective. Whether you just...
Yeah, they
could... They're both subjective.
Everything's subjective.
What's the... What
happens if Shkia?
According to the Armeir, what was the Shvach of the Nexipur? Same thing.
You can ask that according to Bechil Mechel. No, he says that's Mekir Adin. Only that's one of Bissel's. That's one of Bissel's Alma's time is Bechil Mechel. What? You're saying it was earlier. Yeah.
Yeah.
It comes out that a minute earlier. I had that question. But it's a Kashas Tamazai and Bechil Mechel. The answer is Pashtus. Is that Shabbos is being over not telling Shkia, telling Tseis. So Meil. The whole verse is very shver, but it's very shver, yeah.
Somebody
prepared. There are other things. It's not a. We have other things. That's all very gay, legabe. Natural heights and natural things that block the horizon, but most poskim, Mr. Zalman actually talks about an airplane, and Mr. Levy has a similar svara. That when it comes to man-made heights and airplanes, it doesn't make sense that you should have one day below and up above it's the day before. So the consensus of the Kamadol Lepeskim, the one that I've seen, the Gabi Shkia Koponim, when you're flying an airplane, it's dependent on the Zman of the place below you, which is very negiah, because that means that a person can look out the window and you can see the sun, but really it's Shkia. It means the Tanya started, or Gabi Hefzik, or Gabi whatever, Halachas, and negiah, Gabi Shkia. But Etzem Shkia happened already, even though you see the sign outside the plane. I haven't seen anyone that argues on that. For my, all the Paiskim, no like that. Pasha. That's all the Gabi. Look out the plane, see the sun, and really it's Shkia. It means if it's a tiny...
If there was a mountain that high...
That would be Machlekes. What's an Afkimino? If it's Shkia yet? If the tiny started?
A
lot of the Paiskim have to start, but it's almost it's not natural. It's unnatural. Zalman has a shorosh. I believe it's just her. Come out all the place, but never like that. That's all legabe shkia, legabe nets.
But it still goes by the closest mountain.
But when you're on that height, this difference is the mountain you're flying over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not 10 minutes.
Yeah. Enochanami. What's the enochanami? If you can figure out which mountain you're flying over, it's not a problem. You have to figure out where you are.
You better figure out.
He's the man.
This is all a mice regarding Shkia. The Pashas, how about Nates? Pashas is that Nates should be the same thing as Shkia. It's the exact opposite. One's by sunset, one's by sunrise. The mice is the Kaczynski's Luach from Yishalayim. Has a very interesting psak. He brings it from the Maral Diskin, Shem Zalman, Nemazan, like that. Then when he's making the Luach for Yerushalayim, when he handles Shkia, which means he's going west, he's looking towards the Yam HaGadol, he doesn't take any of the mountains, anything into account, and the horizon doesn't make a difference if there's anything blocking it. Everything's flat, everything's straight, sea level. However, when he handles Nates and he goes east, for some reason, Mithimol is the Hari Moyav, the Maral Diskin said that you take into account, and Nates is when the sun actually starts peeking out over the mountains. The Peskei is Manenu, there's a Machlekes, exactly what was the Pshah in this Pesach of Maral Diskin. Some say Lamaisa, Nates is exactly same as Shkia, and it was in a funny mathematical cheshbon, why over there, specifically because of elevation of Yerushalayim, that really you would take away all the mountains, but for some funny reason, there the Maral Diskin couldn't. There are...
The Shil's Manios?
I'm sorry?
Of Nates? the hour, each hour would be affected.
If you start Shavuos Ma'aseh from Neitz, then you would, yeah, in the Chinam. Yeah, it affects Neitz, I think you're talking by about 4 minutes. So, it's actually some in Yonim, and Yishlaim, we don't have so much time for this. But
it's
10 minutes
earlier.
The Saman Yonim, they want to daven nets. They want to be chosh for both Zmanim. They daven Krishma for nets. They have a very long emes v'yativ. And they file the next nets for the Asit Shminyam in Yishlaim. Haven't tried it, but I heard about it. The when it comes to the when it, what, so the other side had to be mazur why by nets you would take into account the mountains of Lach is because it's a svara that the day Basim starts from Alois. So why do something start by nets? So Rashi Bracha says the Mitzvah Rabbanon be start by nets because people aren't such bekiim in Alois. Whereas a svara that Chiyav Zman Tefila comes from the Pasuk until him says Yiruchem Hashemesh, you should fear me with the sun. The bias from there, Apiyam Iri, that the Zman Tfila isn't totally so much in the Kviyas of the Yayim, it's totally in actually seeing the sun. And Kriya Shema is totally in Ufkumecha, and people get up when the sun pops out Lamaisa, not when theoretically and scientifically the sun should be there. So there's a svara that Netz Lamaisa is actually dependent on when the person actually sees the sun and not on mathematically when the sun would be sticking out. I would come out if he's there, that in an airplane there would be a. Actually, this machlekes they bring down Hashem Zalman clears that the Chaznish said it was a stick of the Dina. I saw a psak from Chaim Kinevsky that he passed in the Kiryat Sefer recently that they should be cheshish for it. So it's a big suffix. And in the airplane, Lefiz that would come out that you would go by when you actually see the sun would be gnats as opposed to gnats on the ground below. It's not.
I thought it was natural.
What? Shkia. That's by Shkia. So there could be a difference in nets and Shkia. Even though on the ground it comes out the nets, if you're going that nets is visible nets, your nets will come out later than if you don't cheshbon the blocked horizon. Mashenkin in the airplane come if I care. That if you go by visible nets, it'll come out earlier than the other nets. Lamaisa, I was speaking to someone about this today. He told me it's very not negate Lamaisa because if you ever fly on all the new airplanes, they have automatic tint. The second the sun peeps out, they start tinting their window. So it's quite impossible to look out the window and actually determine whether or not you're seeing the sun because they tint all the windows. So this.
If you know that the sun is outside the window, you should have Yerucham Shamash.
Yeah, but how do you know? They tint the windows. Okay, that's right. So I spoke to someone today about this, and he was walking in Zmanim, and he told me if you want to eat a Tovah L'maisa, how to know when to daven, and how to know when Eitz is on the airplane. He said, ask the crew. Usually they can ask the pilot, and he'll tell you when sunrise is. He said, then when you hear that, wait a few minutes, and then daven. I don't know what a few minutes is, but that was the psak that I heard today.
They're saying the sunrise up there, or they're saying sunrise down?
Yeah.
What's their sheet?
Yeah. Who's they?
Pilot.
I think that's why I said wait a few minutes to cover both.
Make a big, long MSVAT.
Yeah, basically. Which is funny, because I don't know what long a little bit is. Depending on where you are, there's one place I think the difference is about 20 minutes. I saw that Moshe Steinbach says it's different of an hour. So the best time to dive in is before you get on the plane and after you get off the plane. And in the middle, if you have to, you have to. But no. Oh, I don't know what the pilot's telling you. Which net's the pilot telling you?
He's telling you about, on ground. He's telling you what he sees.
I don't know. I suppose someone today this is back in time.
Maybe early.
I'm only repeating.
Oh, you're saying maybe you... Maybe later, so you have to.